with your Radio On The Go sports update. I'm Jeff Ramin. With two straight runner-up finishes in the last three seasons and almost a full roster coming back, the Clarksville girls wanted nothing more than a shot to be on top of the softball world in the summer of 2020. However, that opportunity didn't look promising as Coach Katie Wedeking just began off-season workouts when the Indians were hit by the coronavirus school shutdown.
We did start pitchers and catchers all the way down to second grade on up to 12th grade, so we kind of had a good program started, but we only got a few weeks in, and then we're told we weren't going to school for a little bit, and at the time I just thought it was just a few weeks off, but now they haven't pitched with me at least since March, so we'll see how everything goes. I know a lot of them have been practicing at home, so that'll help.
Last week, Clarksville received the news that yes, there would be an Indian softball season.
We were all texting each other, and all the girls were like saying they were crying and so excited. I have five seniors that are kind of stud athletes, so it was really good news for them.
Wedeking goes on to say that many precautions will have to be taken to help avoid the spread of COVID-19, including an attempt to social distance in dugouts.
We can only use the dugouts during games, it sounds like. So I think we are going to try and put some bleachers kind of up behind or close to it, so that way we have 19 kids on our roster, and that's kind of a lot to fit into a small dugout. So hopefully we can just kind of extend it so they can all still feel like they're part of the team, but not all crowded together.
It's been a golden era for all of Indian girls sports, highlighted by a state runner-up finish for softball in 2017 and 2019. Last year, Clarksville finished 33-2 with both losses to Collins Maxwell, once for the Iowa State Conference title and the other in the state championship, both of which were in one-run games. Practice for the Indians and other area high school softball and baseball teams opens up this coming Monday, June 1st. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes are a self-motivated team, and that'll help them make progress even while the campus is closed. If Luka Garza removes his name from the NBA draft, the Hawkeyes will return nearly the entire roster from last year's club that finished 20-11.
But I think most importantly, they're connected as friends, as teammates, as competitors. And be truthful, that's when it's fun to coach, because when you have a group of guys that show up and work hard every day and support each other and challenge each other, and try to get better and come back and do the same thing the next day, that's when your team has success.
McCaffrey says it's a team that is driven to improve.
The drive comes within each one of the players. I mean, the coaches are always going to be driven and professional. And I feel really good about the group that we have in terms of that area. You know, this is a self-motivated group. They put the time in. They take care of their bodies. They live their life the right way.
Lastly, McCaffrey says they're trying to keep a normal routine, even though they're working from home.
The daily routine of get up, go to the office, meet with your staff. What are we doing with our guys in terms of skill development? How are we doing with strength and conditioning? Meet with Bill Maxwell, our strength coach, and anybody that's banged up. How are we doing, Brad Floy, and talk to the team doctors? I mean, those conversations are still going on, but they're not in person and they're not at the office.
Taking a look at national news now, the Boston Marathon has been canceled for the first time in its 124-year history. Organizers have decided to have a virtual event instead, where participants who verify that they ran 26.2 miles on their own will receive their finisher's medal. The race had originally been scheduled for April 20th before being postponed for 5 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. Although the title of Boston Marathon champion is contested by a few dozen elite athletes, the field includes more than 30,000 recreational and charity runners, and with as many as 1 million people lined up along the course. That presented organizers with a social distancing problem they don't expect to solve by the fall. NFL owners have tabled a proposal for an alternative to the onside kick with a 4th-and-15 play, and approved testing expanded use of video replay in the preseason to aid in officiating. On a conference call today, the 32 NFL owners also increased the number of players who may be designated for return from the injured list during a season from 2 to 3. Also passed was making permanent the expansion of automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul and any successful or unsuccessful extra points. The National Hockey League is handing out its regular season trophies after saying it would go straight to playoffs if it can return. With the regular season over, Alex Ovechkin and David Pastrnak share the Rocket Richard Trophy for most goals. Leon Draisaitl wins the Art Ross Trophy for points, and the Boston Bruins are the President's Trophy winners as the top team in the league. Ovechkin's ninth goal-scoring title extends his NHL record. The Bruins would get no home ice advantage in the playoffs contested in two host cities. They must still earn the top seed in the Eastern Conference in a round-robin tournament. Sports agent Scott Boras is recommending that his client refuse Major League Baseball's attempt to cut salaries during negotiation with the Players Association. He's claiming the team financial issues caused by the coronavirus pandemic have their origin in management debt financing. Boras wrote in an email obtained by the Associated Press that players should not alter terms of the March 26th agreement between the MLB and the union that called for players to reduce their salaries to a prorated rate based on the shortened MLB season. Major League Baseball on Tuesday proposed a series of tiered reductions that would cause the top stars to receive the biggest cuts. A letter from the United States Education Department's Civil Rights Office says a Connecticut policy that allows transgender athletes to compete as girls in high school sports violates the civil rights of athletes who have always identified as female. A copy of the letter was obtained by the Associated Press. The letter came in response to a complaint filed last year by several cisgender female track athletes who argued that two transgender female runners had an unfair physical advantage. The office said in the letter that it may seek to withhold federal funding over the policy allowing athletes to participate under the gender with which they identify. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin.